Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 15, are you there?
Yes.
I want to show you these scriptures because we got something else we need to pick up with. Verse 1. We then that are strong ought to go on to infinite levels of personal spiritual development. Just go on and on. And on and on. No matter how much personal suffering or trauma, because there is a heightened state of enlightenment that we can reach and just live in glory, glory, la la land. That's not real Christianity. Think about it now. Think about it. When you see somebody that's doing or acting in a way that they call spiritual that seems funny to you, all you got to ask yourself, is that how Jesus lived?
That's right.
Huh? Did he go around all the time with his eyes rolled back in his head? Talking incoherently? Because he was in a plane above everybody else and he wasn't really in touch with what was going on. He was so high above it. Little kids like to be around him. Little kids don't want to be around spacey, freaky folks. Do they? It scares them. Doesn't it? Are they like Jesus? You know, some of the most spiritual, the most highly developed in God people I know, and I believe I am acquainted with some, they are some of the most normal acting people you want to be around. In fact, some of them so much so that people that don't know better just think they're carnal. But they know what true spirituality is. And I want you to know this, it is nothing fake or phony about it. The things of God are real. You either have a word of knowledge or you don't. You either understand it or you don't. You either see it or you don't. Right? I remember one of the first meetings that Brother Hagin ever took Phyllis and I on crusades. And he was having me speak in the afternoon. And I was young in ministry and green. And man, the glory was coming down and in the meetings. And it was awesome. It was wonderful. And we're riding to the meeting that night. And I mean, you could just sense the anointing. And he was in the back seat and I was in the front. And Phyllis and Mom Hagin were in the back. They wanted me in the front for some reason. So we're riding along. And I'm just sitting there trying to be quiet because I realize, you know, if you say talk too much, it shows your immaturity. Of course, you reveal what you don't know when you talk. People who have a lot of understanding, they can get a lot out of three sentences that you say. They can just tell a whole lot about you. You know, the spiritual man discerns all things, the scripture said, but he himself is discerned of no man. A lot of times people that really know some stuff, they'll just go, and nod a couple of times, and you've told them half your life and didn't even know it. But anyway, we're riding along, and all at once, Brother Hagin reaches up. I'm sitting right in front of him. He grabs a seat, and he just starts shaking. He goes, woo, 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 woo. Shaking, man. I'm shaking like this. And he said, boy, did you feel that? Boy, did you feel that? It just got quiet in the car, and I'm thinking, oh, God, oh, God. Because I didn't feel anything, man. I thought, oh, God, you know, we hadn't got started in the meeting good. Now he's going to see how really unspiritual I am. Finally, I just, no, not a word. And just got quiet. And I finally said, no, sir. No, sir. He said, me neither. I thought he was serious. But I thought many times after that, you know, what if I had said, oh, yeah, 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 whoo, yeah, yeah, whoo. Then I would have told off some. Everybody say true love.
True love.
True Christianity.
True
spirituality. That's what I want. He said, we then that are strong, what should we do? We ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and what? And not to please ourselves. Let every one of us do what? Please his neighbor. Now neighbor doesn't just mean the people that bought the house next to you. Neighbor is literally nearby. Whoever you happen to be nearby at the time. Let every one of us please his nearby, whoever's close around him, for his good, we might say, to his edification. For even Christ, are you a Christian?
Yes.
Then that means you are like Christ, a Christ-like one. Even Christ, what? Pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. But it make him depressed all the time? No. No. Go to the 16th chapter. We're looking at scriptures now. 16. 16:1. He says, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant or a deaconess of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that you assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for she has been a succorer, she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life done what? Laid down their own necks. Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. In other words, he's telling them, you owe them a great debt of gratitude because they laid down their life for me in all these situations. We ought to purpose in our heart, we want to be a helper of the body. We want to be a succorer, a helper, an encourager of the brethren.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But you can't do that if you're always thinking about what they should have done for you. You got to get out of the law of the flesh and into the law of Christ. In healing school one time, I taught on walking in love and its connection with healing for a whole week. And at the end of a week, a lady caught me out in the hall. She said, Brother Keith, I'm so glad that you taught on this. I'm so glad. I've been telling people and telling people that they're supposed to be walking in love with me. I said, sister, you missed the whole deal. This is not just all so that people will walk in love with you. You can't control everybody, but you can control yourself. And you watch it, check up on yourself. If you're always thinking, well, you know, well, they could have given me this. They could have sent me an offering. They could have invited me. They could have included me in that. They could have asked me to go with them. Why didn't they do this? Or they should have done that. Or you're in the law of the flesh. And if you're in that mode, you are not thinking about what you could have done for them. I've seen married couples sitting across the desk counseling. And she's saying, you know, well, you don't give me what I need. I have needs. And you don't give me what I need, and you don't respect me, and you haven't been there for me, and you're not meeting my emotional needs and my spiritual needs, and you're not there for me. And immediately he says, well, you're not there for me. I have needs too. You don't respect me. You don't support me. You're not there for me. I have needs. Do you hear what's going on? This party is saying, I need. Give me, give me. Other one's saying, well, I need. Give me, give me. Nobody's giving anything. There's nothing to receive. And unless this changes, there's no hope. I live by a principle. And it's this. When it comes to people, now when it comes to God, this is a different deal. But when it comes to people, expect nothing. Appreciate everything. And you know I don't get my feelings hurt. If you really do that, then you don't get your feelings hurt when they didn't invite you because you weren't expecting them to. But if they did, it's a surprise and you're glad. You stay happy. 4 people got that. Said out loud, expect nothing. Now I'm talking about from people. Now from God, expect big time. I'm talking about from people. Expect nothing and what? Be thankful, be grateful, appreciate everything that anybody does for you. Amen? Be glad, be grateful, be thankful. Don't get in this mode of thinking that they should have done this for me. Or why didn't they include me? Why didn't they ask me? And why didn't they send me this? And you know, it was my birthday. You're a baby. A little teeny weeny crybaby. Chris, that's right. Boy, I won some friends that time, Pastor. Could you feel it through the congregation? It's true. Grow up in the Lord. Grow up in love. Amen. Get to the place where when it's your birthday, you buy everybody else presents. Yeah. Why not? Why not? It's a lot happier life. Instead of sitting around sulking, they didn't send me nothing. You big old baby. You know, it's amazing that people that's supposed to be friends and supposed to be family act like the relationship could almost be over. Because you didn't do something on a certain time or day. Well, that ain't much of a friend now, is it? You've been through all kind of stuff and you made it through all kind of things and now it's going to be over because you didn't get no flowers. Because you didn't get a card. Because your pastor didn't remember something. I ain't going to church there no more. You know, if you act like that and you feel like that, not only are you being the biggest baby on the block, but you are judging yourself unworthy of the caliber and quality of associates that God's given you.
Oh, wow.
You are. And you're in danger of losing it. We ought to be mature enough to know if we don't see somebody for 5 years and be able to just pick up where you left off when you see them again. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me life.